Good morning, good morning, good morning. Time for One-on-One with the Pro. And we got Brett Harsh in with us today from Bartlesville Health and Rehab. You're celebrating a little bit of a milestone at the facility today, aren't you, Brett?
Yeah, we are. We got some good news. We're coming in real close. Not sure when the exact day is, but coming in on real close on 2 months of being COVID-free again in our facility. So it's been pretty good moods going around the facility the last couple of months, so that's good.
Now, everybody's had their shots, correct?
So they have been offered to everybody. They have now. We can't force people that it's their option to take the shots, but they have been offered to everybody. And actually, we had the apartment residents able to go in and get their shots about, I believe it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So here in a couple weeks, week or so, towards the end of this month, they're going to come back in and be able to get their second shot taken care of. So it's a lot of good things are happening.
A lot of progress. I just got my old Cootie 19 shot the other day, and there's an optimism that comes with that. It's like, oh, thank you. Mm. I was fortunate enough that I've been around so many people who had the virus, but I never contracted it. At least I don't think I have. And getting that shot just feels like a real good insurance package.
Yeah, it definitely gives a mental thing that kind of goes with it, of being people just being more comfortable with being around some of their loved ones and knowing that they're protected, or they're supposed to be protected, have that chance. There's always risk, risk reward that comes with stuff like this, but I think that the rewards have been definitely greater than the risk, which is good. People are really starting to be more comfortable with being around, people. And, as we start to kind of open back up, it's going to be really important to be able to still protect one another and continue to fight against this until it's completely under control.
So, Brett, are we still following the safety protocols just because for the simple fact that it's a good idea, especially where you are and given that, the folks are of a certain age?
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. We still have to follow CDC guidelines. Mm-hmm. Just because people are more comfortable with getting out, that doesn't mean that we can just release everybody, or so to speak, just to let them do a lot, everybody to do what they want, which they can do what they want. I mean, they're free. They live on their own.
But we call them guidelines for a reason.
Right. But there are guidelines because there's just, unfortunately, there are rules that everybody has to follow, staff and residents. Mm-hmm. So it's still kind of tough sometimes, but mainly with everything kind of starting to open back up, I think we're really going to start to see, hopefully get back to somewhat form, some form of normalcy. So it's been really good, and the moods and the attitudes have been really positive around the facility, so it's been really good to see.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got one more night of rain coming up here this week, and then after that, lots of sunshine. So I imagine that new look patio is going to get the big workout.
Yeah, that patio is starting to look good. On sunny days it looks really good,
and
a lot of the residents, they already enjoy being out there. A lot of them brave the cold just to be able to go out there
and get
some fresh air, which they're allowed to do, which is awesome that that they can do that, and because everybody wants to get out, nobody wants to be cooped up all the time. So it's been a really positive thing already, and yeah, with this weather, the forecast coming in with them being in the 60s and 70s, and even close to 80 maybe a day or two, the sunshine, and now with the time change as well, with the time change, it's going to be daylight longer, so it'll be warmer longer, so they're going to really I think really going to start to see a lot of people out there, and get into coming into springtime when the flowers start blooming and stuff around that new facility, I think it's really going to pop and be a really good thing.
Oh, indeed it will. Indeed it will. Now, I understand we had a really good blood drive, even though we had changed locations, but that worked out okay. It worked out fine. Yeah. We had more room.
Yeah.
But you got another one coming up.
We do. It's going to be on Monday, April 26th, I believe. It is on a Monday. We're going to be back to hosting it at our facility. The blood mobile bus, whatever you want to call it, should be back in order and working. They got everything taken care of there. It was just a little bit of cosmetic trouble with the side of it. So nothing major, just a little mishap. So,
but those happen.
They do happen. But they did an excellent job. I was so impressed with how quickly they were able to help me find another location. And I mean, basically, they did all the work, find another location, and people still getting in there. And took 15, 16 donations still. That was really, really impressive to see. But as for our next one, yes, we're back on the bus. to my knowledge, they are still going to be testing for the COVID antibodies. I know a lot of people have been asking about that and are interested in that because, you know, people want to know. But unfortunately, they will still only be taking the 28, 29 slots with the 15-minute intervals because even with everything opening back up, they are still using precaution and we are still using precaution because we're not going to allow them to come into the building just yet. Hopefully, that's something we'll be able to do in the near future so we can kind of open it up to whoever wants to come in and give blood. And if that changes, I will be informing people, allowing, you know, letting them know. But as for right now, we're still going to keep it on the blood mobile so we can be sure that we have everything under control and be able to safely social distance when people come in and give their blood.
Very good. I like this. That spring is starting to really spring up over there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the like I said earlier, man, the attitudes they're really starting
incredible
to improve. You know, we got the activities girls are doing awesome of coming out and really being able to you know, allow the residents to have some fun and interact with each other while we have enough room. Fortunately, we're very blessed. We have enough room in our facility to where, you know, we can come out and still allow the residents to have fun and play some games. But we have enough room in our dining rooms and our, you know, front rooms and family rooms and stuff to where they can still social distance. So, you can have that human interaction without, you know, putting people at more risk than, you know, than what we already are. So it's really a good thing.
Well, the president says maybe by July 4th you can hug somebody you love, but you've got something already, a workaround on that one.
Yeah.
In fact, you have television verification that you have this thing going on. Tell us about this hugging station.
Yeah, the last couple weeks have been
been
a little hectic, but in a very good way. It's definitely been busy, but like I said, very good way. It's a lot of positive. So we did see that this hugging station had been invented in another facility, and then our owner saw it and decided he wanted to have something like that. So our maintenance guys put together this hugging station, which they did an excellent job at. I mean, they had it up in a day. It was really, really pretty impressive. So this hugging station, we made it and we added it on to our visitation station. It's the same, so it's on wheels, so we can take it and utilize it in different places. And it's got the plastic and everything, so you're safe. You know, keeping that in between you. But basically, it's four embroidery rings and it's the plastic gloves that they use for delivering cattle that you can buy, and it just go in and they're able to sanitize between each visit or replace the gloves after certain visits, and you can put your arms through these things and you'll have the gloves on as you wear them, and they're mobile, and then you can actually touch and feel and hug one another. So it's, you know,
it's the darndest thing. Cattle like gloves for a moving experience.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's 2021 hugging. The best way that I could describe it when we were interviewed by some TV stations, and they were just they were pretty impressed and wanting to come up and do stories on it, which was a blessing. And just being able to show people that and the reaction that we've gotten from the residents and their family members that made everything worth it right there.
Priceless, just, man. Priceless.
Know, the first time that they've been able to touch each other in, you know, for some almost a year. I mean, with people, you know, whether it being the CDC guidelines or people not feeling safe, you know, being around their loved ones and exposing them, it's that first touch and interaction. It was when we were standing there, it was really something to see. It really moved a lot of people. And it moved some people in almost tears, just being able to see that, you know, that relief and something like that, of that positivity, to where maybe we are, you know, starting to see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel here and doing a really good job of fighting this virus, but it's still affected a lot of people, and it's been hard on a lot of people and a lot of families. So it was definitely something to see, and we were just so blessed that we were able to use this, and we will continue to utilize it as well.
You know, God bless you. That is really something. And, you know, it's been a year since I've been able to be, close to my grandsons, believe it or not. They live up in Kansas City, and it's not so much that they're worried about getting COVID from Grandpa. They're scared to death they're going to give Grandpa COVID.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm okay with this, you know.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're not. But you know, with this and with the shots becoming more available. Mm-hmm. A lot of things are going to change for a whole lot of people. Governor even announced some changes.
Yeah, and that's Governor Stitt. You know, we've been, well, I say we, our people in our front office have been on some conference calls and stuff discussing, because most people know Governor Stitt has said that, you know, that we're going to really start opening the state back up, and that includes nursing facilities, long-term care facilities. So that's really good. A lot of excitement there, where we were going to be able to have people coming back into the facilities and being able to just, you know, see their loved ones more when they want, mm-hmm. how they want, and things like that. There will be guidelines, as everybody have already guessed. Unfortunately, that's just something that we're gonna have to learn how to do and, mm-hmm. and follow those up. So I don't want to go too deep into that, just because I don't want to tell anybody the wrong thing. I still need to study up on it and make sure.
Oh, it's too new. There's a lot to go through.
I think there's going to be a lot of changes too. So it's mm-hmm. but it's definitely positive to hear him say that. He was very excited, you know, in his press conference. for the most part, to be able to open that back up, so that's really been a positive thing. But as for right now, like I said, just I don't like going too deep into that, or I, you know, like referring them to you know, other people that may know more than I do about it. But mm-hmm. but just being able to hear that, that's definitely a positive that we can take and kind of run with, and you know, carefully be able to start opening things back up and still being safe, but at the same time being able to see the loved ones. I think that's really gonna turn a lot of people's you know, frowns into smiles and a lot of happiness in the near future. So it's been really good.
We're talking with Brett Harsh, and he's with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. Now, we talked about our apartment residents, and how are we doing there? We got any openings? I know a lot of people have been taking up on the offer because you had a whale of a special going on.
Yeah. That price is, since I've been here, that has been the price, the $850 a month, and it's still there. I mean, mm-hmm. it's so, you know, it is a really good deal. We have had some, you know, more people move in. To my knowledge, the last I checked, which was last week, we have two available apartments that are the remodeled apartments that are mm-hmm. open right now, mm-hmm. and then we have four that have not become open and available yet, just because they're still being in the process of being remodeled. So once those get opened up, we'll have even more. But it's been good, and we're getting pretty full, pretty close to full, which is a blessing. But there are. So, like I said, the last that I heard on our census, there are two apartments that are still available. So, if anybody's interested in those, that they'll be able to come in and look at those and potentially have a place to stay there. And they're, you know, like I said, they're completely remodeled. They're extremely nice. I mean, it's a one bedroom apartment, and it's yours. You know, independently owned. You can have as much human interaction as you want or none.
If
you prefer that too, you don't have to have anybody bothering you if you don't want that. If you want your me time, so it really creates a positive outlook, and mm-hmm. we're just very blessed to be able to offer that up. And like I said, once these others get completely remodeled, we'll be able to have some more openings. So it's good.
Oh, very good. Now, where can we find you on the World Wide Web? Because I understand you might be able to take a little bit of a visual just by going to the website.
Yeah. So we. BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com. Mm-hmm. BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com is our website. Our Facebook page, Bartlesville Health and Rehab. I'm on it literally every day, you know, posting stuff, doing what I can to keep people updated. Other people go in and post a little bit as well, trying to keep people updated, just so we can, you know, kind of let people know. You know, they deserve to know, and it's just nice to have people know, because with all the uncertainty going on right now, it's nice to be able to, you know, feel like you're in the loop. So, and then we also we're located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. We're the facility just north of the hospital, as I always say, and we can be reached at 918-333-9545.
Oh man, this is good. There are so many positives coming our way. I mean, the future is so bright. You gotta wear shades, my friend.
Yeah, but especially with this nice sunshine. This is kind of rare. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, for a while I thought I was living back up north. You know, cold and the wind, the rain, and all that jazz. But anyway, we've got one more day of the rain for a while. Then we're gonna see some really nice sunny days and just a lot of good weather to get out and about. And I know that the residents are going to be anxious to get out there and have some fun on the patio and get some fresh air and see things start turning green again.
Yeah, they are. They've already been, like I said, they've already been, even on the cooler days, been braving the weather trying to get out just so they can get outside and get some of that fresh air.
I've been trying to invent ways too, to be quite honest
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brett Harsh from Bartlesville Health and Rehab, I want to thank you very much for coming in and kind of brightening our day too. We've got more coming up right here on K1, the one you trust.